Welcome to the Powerful Comics Man Podcast. This is Gerald Dorado. Okay, let's talk about the sad fall of the great Neil deGrasse Tyson. Okay, so the people who had been following me on this podcast would know na isa si Neil deGrasse Tyson sa mga personal heroes ko. One of the people that I really look up to in terms of intelligence, in terms of ability to speak, to articulate, diba? And he still is. But this time, hindi lang ngayon actually, he has the past few years, may mga sinasabi siya mostly about politics and gender ideology na I really do not agree with. Meron siyang sinabi recently sa isang podcast, siguro yun. Nag-guest siya dun sa show ni Stephen A. Hindi ko alam kung bakit kay Stephen A. And he has said something na naging viral siya. And he is currently being destroyed on Twitter. Kasi yung mga sinabi naman niya had been said plenty of times, countless of times already online. But the difference is, Neil deGrasse Tyson is a leading voice, a leading scientific voice. He is a leading voice for objectivity, for objective truth, for the scientific method that I hold dear and hold with utmost respect and reverence. Diba? Tapos, ganyan ang sasabihin mo, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Diba? It's so disappointing kasi objective truth ang supposed advocacy ni Neil deGrasse Tyson. Although meron siyang mga mga philosophical takes. So I suppose yun yung isang nakaka-impluwensya sa kanya and probably his political views as well. He's very left-leaning. So basically yung mga parang nagiging sounding board siya ng mga Democrats when it comes to dito gender ideology, dun sa vaccines, 'di ba? Sa climate change, kung ano yung gustong mangyari ng mga Democrats sa United States. Basically, inuulit niya 'yon. So that's why he gets accused of being a shill for the Democrat Party. Okay, so panoorin muna natin itong kung ano bang sinabi itong Neil deGrasse Tyson ito. Manghiram tayo ng wala ng video kay The Black Conservative Perspective. Ito, panoorin muna natin 'to. Medyo okay itong medyo buo itong itong ginawa niya.
Apparently, the XXXY chromosomes are insufficient.
Yan. Insufficient daw ang XXXY chromosomes to determine the binary nature of the sexes. So ano ba yung XX at saka XY chromosomes? Ang basically chromosomes wag na nating gawing technical. Basta nasa DNA mo 'yun. Pag babae ka, XX ang chromosomes mo. Pag lalaki ka, XY chromosomes. So pag nakakita ka ng isang anything na may DNA, sample na tao, you can determine kahit ano yan, kahit dugo yan. You can find out na dugo ng babae yun dahil may XX chromosome. O kaya lalaki kung XY chromosome. Diba? You don't even see kung sino yung, kung kaninong dugo yun. Diba? Kahit sa hayop, may ganyan. Diba? So, it proves, it's one of the ultimate tangible proof ng gender binary. Okay? Ganun kabigat yung reality, yung objectivity noong sinasabi nitong si Neil deGrasse Tyson, one of the leading scientific voices of this generation. And he is saying na it doesn't matter. Bakit daw?
Because when we wake up in the morning, we exaggerate whatever feature we want to portray the gender of our choice.
Okay. So, yung sinabi ko kanina, yung matinding importansya ng XXXY chromosome, it doesn't matter. What matters is ine-exaggerate mo kung anong gusto mong isuot, kung gusto mong mag-makeup, 'di ba? Kung gusto mong mag-gym siguro, gusto mong magpatato, kumbaga yung cosmetic enhancements, mas importante daw yun kesa dun sa XXXY chromosomes. Yun ang implication ng sinasabi nung si parang Neil deGrasse Tyson. Diba? Na parang hindi mo na, hindi basihan ng pagiging babae o lalaki mo yung XXXY dahil nagme-makeup ka. Kung lalaki ka tapos makapal kang mag-makeup, kumbaga mas importante yun. Diba? Yun ang mas batayan. So, kumbaga kahit, so pag namatay ka, 100 years from now, they would dig up your bones and they can tell kung lalaki o babae ka. Hindi nila malalaman kung gaano ka kapal mag-makeup, kung may tattoo ka ba, 'di ba? Kung mahilig ka ba sa muscle shirt, babanggitin niya mamaya 'yun o hindi. 'Di ba? Ang importante lang doon yung pinakang structure mo, yung kung ano yung dinikta ng DNA mo. 'Di ba? Kung anong, kasi yung DNA 'yun ang nagsasabi kung ano magiging itsura mo eh. So may magkakaiba yung DNA ng mga tao. So your DNA nakalistahan 'yon kung ano yung description mo. So ikaw, ako, yung buhok ko is a very dark brown. Dark brown 'yan. Siyempre mukhang black ngayon, 'di ba? Itong balbas ko, hanggang diyan lang 'yan, hindi yan nabubuo. Hanggang diyan lang 'yon, 'di ba? So yung kulay ng balat ko naka-indicate 'yon sa DNA ko. And so as the structure of my bones, yung exact shape niyan, and syempre yung male features, dahil nga may XY chromosome ako, gagawa ang DNA ko ng panglalaki na katawan. The same thing with a female, kung may XX chromosome siya, yung DNA niya would dictate the body to create a female body. Diba? So yung hips niya mas malapad kasi yung butas nun sa ilalim, it could accommodate childbirth. Yung sa lalaki, hindi mangyayari yun kasi hindi kasya yung bata dun sa butas nung hip bones ng lalaki. Diba? Pero sa babae, kasya yung sanggol. Okay, tingnan, may video nun sa ano sa TikTok, hanapin nyo na lang. Okay, so ituloy natin ito.
Portray the gender of our choice. Somewhere, I think I read that the United States was a land where we have the pursuit of happiness.
Yan pa. Yan ang isang problema ni Neil deGrasse Tyson. He invoked yung the pursuit of happiness kasi nakalagay yan dun sa Declaration of Independence ng United States, if I'm not mistaken. Ang problema dyan sa argumento mo na yan, Neil deGrasse Tyson, may mga babae at lalaki din sa labas ng United States. Kasi wala naman ako sa United States. Bakit mo sinasabi yan? Anong kinalaman yan sa gender identity at sa binary nature of the sexes? Wala. Walang kinalaman yan. And yun ang, I think, isang problema dito sa mga woke sa tati eh. Kasi feeling nila, sila lang yung tao sa mundo. Diba? Parang ganun lang dating. They don't know, they don't have any idea what's it like to be here in the Philippines or sa Namibia, di ba? O sa South Africa or sa, I don't know, ewan ko siguro sa Mongolia, di ba? Doon sa mga isla, doon sa may Papua New Guinea. Hindi siya nag-a-apply yung sinasabi niya na karapatan daw ng US. Yes, meron silang karapatan nun. And I think most countries, most people who live in the free world na bansa have those as well. Although probably not indicated in the same way in their documents, di ba? Pero sa Pilipinas, somehow, meron tayong ganun eh, di ba? Pero, kumbaga, it's paano kung dun sa wala? Let's say, North Korea, wala silang ganun. Diba? So, wala na. Paano mo malalaman ni Lucas Tyson kung babae o lalaki sila? Diba? So, it's irrelevant yung point niya na yun.
Yes. Today, I feel 80% female, 20% male. I'm gonna put on makeup. I'm gonna do that. Tomorrow, I might feel 80% male.
Diba? Paano mo nasukat Neil deGrasse Tyson ang iyong pagiging male, your maleness and your femaleness. Kumbaga, again, you are supposed to be a man of objective truth. You are, kumbaga, doon kita hinangaan, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Doon kita minahal, 'di ba? Na parang doon mo nakuha yung respeto ko, 'di ba? And what? You just throw it out of the window with that kind of statement, 'di ba? Anong 80%, 'di ba? And mapapatunayan mo ba 'yon? It's just something you literally just made up on the fly on that interview. And again, you are a leading voice of science, of scientific truth supposedly. Of course, you are allowed to have your own opinions, but I think you were speaking as a scientist in that interview. I'm not really sure. Although, di ba? Kasi, but you can't take it away na, alam mo yun, when people hear you, they will give more weight to your opinion dahil scientist kay, si Neil deGrasse Tyson kay. Di ba? Di ba? Dito nga lang sa ano, pag abogado ang nagsalita, pag doktor ang nagsalita, parang biblical truth na ang tingin ng mga Pinoy. Eh. Diba? So may, kaya kailangan kang sapilin, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Ano ang basihan mo sa 80% at you can just claim it, di ba? And then, yun na yun. Tapos papaniwalaan na namin yun. And pag hindi kami naniwala, kami yung may problema. Di ba? Hindi tama, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Kahit idol pa kita. Okay, tuloy pa natin. At isa pa, yung ano pala, yung mga sinasabi mo na basehan mo ng pagiging male at female, it's ano eh, parang, di ba parang stereotype ng mga babae at lalaki din yun? Yung muscle shirt at saka yung makeup, di ba? So, you are just pointing a binary. In essence, this is sinasabi mo.
I'll remove the makeup and I'll wear a muscle shirt. Why do you care?
Yeah.
Yun, 'di ba? Why do we care daw?
What business is it of yours to require that I fulfill your inability to think of gender on a spectrum?
Then I'll say it back to you, Neil, 'di ba? Parang ano yung business mo din to force us and ram it into our throats yung sinasabi mo. Kumbaga, bakit? Ba't mali? Pag hindi kami naniwala sa'yo, mali kami. Di ba? Bakit ikaw hindi ka rin naniniwala sa amin? Di ba? Mas tama yung sa amin eh. Meron kaming objective evidence. Di ba? So, yan ang nangyayari. Kasi, obviously, hindi na rational, hindi na based on facts, hindi na based on evidence, ang takbo ng utak ni Neil deGrasse Tyson dito. It is already based on his politics and political ideologies, which is left-leaning, di ba? And okay lang naman yun, kasi tao, he is a citizen of the United States, meron siyang rights, hindi naman natin ipagkakait yun. Pero again, he is talking as a scientist. And people who hear this can take this na tama siya, di ba? That is objective truth when it is not, di ba? So, ang problema ko dito kay Neil deGrasse Tyson, okay lang naman siyang maging ano, okay lang naman siyang maging leftist. Hindi ko naman ipagkakait sa kanya 'yon kasi paniniwala niya 'yan eh. Pero 'wag mo pabayaan na 'yung pagiging leftist mo ay sumaklaw doon sa iyong advokasya ng scientific truth. 'Di ba? Ikaw nga 'yung nagsasabi na ano eh, na the importance of the scientific method. Diba, Neil deGrasse Tyson? Kaya nga kita nagustuhan eh. Kasi yun ang mensahe mo dati. Bakit hindi mo giyahin itong Sir Richard Dawkins na left-leaning din siya? Diba ka? Leftist din itong si Richard Dawkins. Pero anong sinabi niya tungkol sa gender? Pakinggan natin. Pakinggan mo ito, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Sex really is binary. There's no question about it. You're either male or female. And it's absolutely clear.
Itong si Richard Dawkins ay isang biologist, okay? Scientist din siya, sa mga hindi nakakakilala.
You can do it on gamete size, you can do it on chromosomes. To me, as a biologist, distinctly weird, people can simply declare, I am a woman, though I have a penis. Helen, what do you think?
Yun, di ba? That is a stand. Di ba, he's still a leftist, pero, kumbaga, alam niya yung sinasabi, biology yan eh. Objective truth yan. Diba, hindi man hindi wala namang nagsasabi na bugbugin ng mga ang mga hindi ang mga hindi na iniwala sa binary, 'di ba? Wala namang ganun eh. Pero or kung may mga ganun man, then we deal with it on a different way, 'di ba? I don't think the right way to approach that problem kung meron man is to change truth, 'di ba? Na to claim objective truth to be false. Na parang nasasabihin mo walang difference ang babae at lalaki na spectrum, na you can just claim. Oh, kasi ang spectrum, infinite ang spectrum. Pag sinasabi mo na, kasi let's say 1 to 10. Kung 1 to 10 yan, very defined yung 1, 2, 3, mathematical, philosophical na to eh. Pag yung whole numbers. Pero paano kung 1.5? 1.00873582, 'di ba? Kasama pa rin 'yon, nasa gitna pa rin 'yon ng 1 to 10. So infinite 'yan kung spectrum. So kung sasabihin mo na 80% ka na male or female, 'di ba? Paano mo nalaman? Paano mo sasabihin na totoo 'yon without any doubts at all, 'di ba? Kasi yung spectrum na sinasabi nila, na gender spectrum, it is really just personality. Just because medyo ano ka, kikay ka na babae, it doesn't mean mas babae ka dun sa ibang babae. Diba? O kaya medyo tomboyish ka, babae ka pa rin. Personality mo lang yung pagiging tomboyish. Diba? Ganun lang yun eh. Maiintindihan, mas madaling maintindihan, hindi ka nagagawa ng bagong gender para dun. Anong hindi mo maintindihan doon? Neil deGrasse Tyson, sumagot ka! Pero si Neil deGrasse Tyson, I still respect him. I still learned a lot from the guy. I don't hate him. Although itong, I just needed to, I don't know, baka makita niya rin to. Kahit thumbnail man lang, diba? Na para, oh, people are objecting to my idea. Kasi importante na malaman niya, diba? Na hindi sangayon ang lahat sa kanyang mga sinasabi. At importante rin that there are voices that provide dissenting opinions sa kanya, because gender ideology is a very destructive thing. Okay, so eto pa, isingit natin itong What is a Woman? Pinapanood ko to kay Nico David recently at gustong-gusto niya. Nagustuhan niya talaga itong What is a Woman. Hopefully, mapag-usapan namin ito doon sa, kasi nung una parang ano eh, naniniwala siya sa gender ideology. Ganun ang basa ko sa mga sinasabi niya eh. Sabi ko, bro, panoorin mo muna ito bago ka magsalita tungkol sa gender ideology. So ito yung trailer ng What is a Woman. I-play lang natin bago natin tapusin itong episode, okay? Galing siya sa Daily War.
What is a woman? Can you tell me that?
Si ano yan, si Matt Walsh, itong mamang ito. He's a, follow niyo yung channel niya, Red Pill yan. Matindi yan si Matt Walsh.
Well, you're at the Women's March, you must have some idea.
Please, if one person can tell me what a woman is.
You are not here for women! We ask you to leave!
What is that?
I'm a husband. I'm a father of four. I host a talk show. I give speeches. I write books. I like to make sense of things.
A woman is not anything in particular.
There is not one particular thing.
It could be many things to many people.
Yan.
Some women have penises. Right? Some women have vaginas.
I like scented candles. I've watched Sex and the City.
Yeah.
How do I know if I'm a woman?
That's a great question.
You're not a scientist. You're not a gender studies major.
No.
How do you know that you're a man?
I guess because I got a dick.
Can a man become a woman?
I'm not a woman, so I can't really answer that.
Women only know what women are.
Are you a cat?
No.
Can you tell me what a cat is? Do you want to tell us what a woman is?
I'm a biological woman that medically transitioned to appear like a male. I will never be a man.
And so they go on the internet and they're told that all their problems will be solved if they become a man.
So you worry that there could be a sort of social contagion element of this?
A teeny tiny bit, maybe.
It got me at 42. Your child doesn't have a chance.
And you're affirming it with hormones
that
have never been used in this way.
Puberty blockers, which are completely reversible.
Completely reversible.
One of the drugs used is Lupron, right? Which has actually been used to chemically castrate sex offenders.
You know what? I'm not sure that we should continue with this interview.
So you don't want to talk about the drugs that you give to kids or...
How can they be removing the healthy breasts of 15-year-old girls?
There are masculine girls. There are feminine boys.
Yeah,
what are we going to do about that?
Barring Jordan Peterson.
How can this whole thing be happening, Matt?
I wanted us to have a safe place to be able to talk about this.
Nasa YouTube to panoorin niyan, Dr. Phil.
I care about the truth. I care about children. I care about the women who are having their opportunities stolen from them.
Is it...
That's exactly the response doon sinasabi. Why do you care? Sabi ni Neil deGrasse Tyson. Yan. We care about the truth. We care about children. Kasi madaming mga nangyayaring masalimuo tungkol dito that affects children. Kasi they are allowing young children to transition, use drugs, and even, kumbaga, yung double mastectomy, na yung surgery to remove breasts, to remove penises. Diba? May mga ganun na nangyayari sa mga bata, and yung chemical castration at saka yung hormone blockers given to children as young as 8 years old. Diba? So, kaya importante itong malaman mo that you don't just repeat silly shit that charismatic people online say about gender ideology. Teka.
Transphobic, to tell the truth?
The interview's over.
Yan, yun yung sinasabi nila parate, na parang pag nag-disagree ka, transphobic ka. Diba? Which is... kumbaga dishonest at saka very malicious. Diba? Parang to just dismiss everyone that dissents your opinion as evil people, that is evil itself.
Let's turn off the cameras.
Excuse me.
They're fair. I just wanted to know, what is a woman?
And you're not going to find out.
Based on what I'm saying, would you ever want to move to America?
They say no. Never.
Yun. Panoorin nyo to. It is, unfortunately, behind a paywall right now. A couple of months ago, they made it available on Twitter, sa Daily Wire. Ewan ko, baka nandun pa rin. Nasa Twitter or X. Nasa X na ngayon. Hanapin nyo yung Daily Wire na account. And, or you just subscribe to Daily Wire. Pero ako kasi dinownload ko lang yan sa torrent. Okay, so panoorin nyo yan. It is a very well-made film. As you can see, he was just talking to the people na proponents ng gender ideology. Hindi nga niya dinedebate. He was just allowing them to talk. Ask questions, significant questions, important questions about what they do. And then they just answer. And then makikita mo kung ano yung mga sagot nila. And I'm not gonna tell you what to think about it. You just watch it and think for yourself kung ano yung tingin nyo na nangyayari sa US. Sa US nangyayari yan right now. Pero as you know, yung mga politiko natin at saka yung mga influencers natin, yung media natin, lalo na, nakaabang yan sa mga nangyayari sa US. Diba? So, yung mga woke shit na hindi nyo maintindihan right now about LGBT, yan, this will help you a lot to understand what's really going on. Okay, so, panoorin nyo na lang. Then, bahala kayo kung anong gusto isipin. Diba? And, yun, What is a Woman? Ang title nyan by Matt Walsh. Okay, so, I suppose, that's it. Hindi ko alam kung ano mangyayari kay parang Neil deGrasse Tyson. Fanboy pa rin ako kay Neil deGrasse Tyson. Yun nga lang, on this one, medyo tabla. At saka medyo naging weirdo na kasi si Neil deGrasse Tyson . Parang masyado siyang, lagi siyang pabibo parang yung mga best, kumbaga yung kung comedian siya, yung mga best jokes niya, nasabi niya na lahat. And now, parang ang dating sa akin kay Neil deGrasse Tyson kasi parang meron, parang iniisip niya na every time he speaks, kailangan mind blown ka sa kanya. Diba? Na parang he's always trying to impress you. Ganun, especially when he's speaking in public. Nung pumunta siya dun sa podcast ni Joe Rogan, nakakabwisit siya nun. Buisit na buisit ako kay Neil deGrasse Tyson. First time kong nabwisit kay Neil deGrasse Tyson. Kasi, ano, trivia after trivia. Ang mga, ang ginawa niya doon kay, dun sa podcast ni Joe. Which is, ang nangyari, he ended up interrupting him. Ayan, no, 9 minutes 35 seconds nga yung, ano, yung compilation. Isa lang to dun sa mga nag-compile, ah, ng mga times na in-interrupt niya si Joe. Tapos si Joe Rogan.
What I'm looking for. Diba to? It's a guarantee that I will Joe never Rogan. Find what I'm not looking for. And I'll end up spending less money.
Yeah, no, parang he's always waiting for a reaction. Na parang, are you mind blown yet? Parang,
wine shop.
You know,
a weird way of looking at
it. It's the art of browsing.
I understand.
Okay,
but
so that is yeah, no. How I feel. That's how I should be.
Well, don't you think there's just...
Grabe, di ko na wag na natin i-play lahat. Sobrang ano ako niyan, naglalakad ako ng aso nung pinapakinggan ko yan. Sobrang busit na busit talaga ako. Ito si Neil deGrasse Tyson kasi he doesn't understand that Joe Rogan will help you set up whatever mind-blowing shit you have. So let him do his job, 'di ba? Eh siya parang hindi, Joe. Ah. Parang ang naiisip kong ginawa ni Neil deGrasse Tyson dito is ano eh, parang I'm gonna blow Joe Rogan's mind tonight. Tapos ended up as one of the worst episodes ever. Samantalang excited na excited pa naman ako nung nakita kong guest siya. Anyway, tapos then again, he had this infamous interview with Ben Shapiro. Dito ko unang narinig yung views niya about gender. And I was excited to watch this also kasi gusto ko talagang marinig yung position niya dyan. Diba? Kasi nga, leading scientific mind siya eh. And I was hoping that he would be like Richard Dawkins. But he isn't. So, oh my God, Neil deGrasse Tyson, bakit? Why? So, and then, eto nga. Nandito tayo ngayon kay paring Neil deGrasse Tyson. And I suppose that's all for now. Alright, paalam.